Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to Ham Nation, episode 536, December 21st, 2022. Well, a hearty ho ho ho, everybody. I hope you're staying warm. I guess I have to thank the Rockies. I'm avoiding the cold blast a little bit. But you know who isn't avoiding a cold blast? Pretty much everybody else other than Gordo and this great group of people we have tonight. So let's say hi to everybody. Well, hello, crew. How's it going?
Hey there.
Happy holidays.
So we got a lot of folks in the room, and we may have some guests joining us here in a little bit. So we'll start up at the top upright square. Joe, how are you doing?
I'm doing right. All right. You know, it's 14 degrees right now, and we're going to go through a couple of days where it won't even get above zero. So the blizzard is on its way, and according to the radar, it's just a few miles to my west.
Now, I got to ask you, is this uncharacteristic weather for Nebraska? I always assume Nebraska is just a cold part of the
well,
country.
Well, we have it normally, but okay. For this duration where you're going to have strong winds and that cold for that long is unusual.
And that's definitely the topic du jour in the chat as well. We as hams, we definitely like talking about the weather. So no doubt that's happening.
And frozen wires, got ice on the wires, as I showed, and the rotator is froze.
Well, we'll probably be talking about that in a minute too. And we got Bob, and Bob's sitting in front of what looks like a beautiful Oregon. How are you doing, Bob?
I am doing great, and I'm glad to see everybody and be on for tonight. Reason I'm here, I'm all set up. I've been doing a lot of Zoom concerts from the theater organ. A lot of theater organ clubs are just people that enjoy Christmas music on the theater organ. And so I'm doing another one here at 9 o'clock out on the West Coast. So I just figured the easiest way to do is just do it from here, because this is a part of the studio you guys and gals never see. Mm-hmm. And that's where I spend a lot of my time also. But anyway, that's what's going on. Sarah, Gracie, we're all doing great, and just waiting for the big boy here in a few days to come down the chimney, right?
That's right. Well, I'll get right ahead of the chat room, because they're probably going to ask, how does one watch your concerts, Bob, in case someone was so interested?
Well, these are clubs, and I've been doing since 2020 February. I've done almost 320 presentations to clubs around the globe, really, from Australia to Ireland and all across America. And if you have a club, all you got to do is send me an email and get your old Zoom cranked up, and we'll do organ concerts, we'll build pine boards, we'll get on the radio, whatever you want to do. But I just love sharing this wonderful hobby with everyone, and Zoom is a great way to do that. So we're very excited to be a part of all of that. We did one in Gordon's backyard here earlier this week. I think there were several hundred in that particular room, so that it gets to be really fun. And I love playing for everybody, so that's another part of my life. And so if we're not soldering something, we're making the keys work. And they work, you know. All you got to do is do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, thank you, Bob, for joining us. I appreciate you. All right, Gordo, how you doing staying warm here in California?
We're doing fine. The Ides of Winter are upon us all, and we'll be going to the East Coast shortly. So stay warm, everyone.
Indeed. All right, Don, you look very festive yourself as well. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. I'm trying. Yeah, it's going to be uncharacteristically cold down here as well. You know, we're 50 miles north of the Gulf of Mexico, and we're supposed to be down close to 20 degrees for a couple of nights.
That's wild.
Thankfully, the forecast has been updated to where we're going to have like a high of 31, 30 degrees. We were supposed to be below freezing for like 40 straight hours, but it looks like we're going to be above 32 every day, maybe close to 40. So that'll help. But the good thing is no precipitation, because these people can't drive when it rains, much less when there's ice. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to the cold front reaching us probably tomorrow. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday are going to be rather cold. Not as cold as Joe, but I grew up in Oklahoma, just a state away. Kansas, of course, keeping the buffer between Oklahoma and Nebraska. But I can remember growing up in some of those good old Oklahoma ice storms where, you know, we had a storm cellar in the backyard, and there would be literally a half inch, three quarter inch ice glaze on the door of the storm cellar. And mm-hmm. I remember several winters where the snow banks, the snow drifts would be up to the eaves of the house in the front yard. So that's a good reason why I moved to New Orleans. You can see the hurricanes coming, you know, not so much tornadoes, which, you know, New Orleans had a tornado the other day, which was crazy.
Yeah.
So that Tornado Alley down here, our tornado season is in the winter, seems like, as opposed to the spring up north. But anyway, we're going to have a good Christmas. It's going to be the first Christmas that Tyler isn't with us. He's actually flying to New York City tomorrow to go spend Christmas with his girlfriend, who is from New York. And I think he's actually going to meet her parents as well. So that'll be exciting. His first Christmas away. Going to miss him, but I'm really excited for the opportunity for him to see his first trip to New York City in Christmas time. So I'm looking forward to that. We've got Dr. T tonight, and exactly. That's the proper
winter
to see.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's going to be very cold up there. So we've got Dr. T tonight back with us. So yeah, we're going to have a good show tonight, Josh.
Indeed. And now the most festive individual definitely in the room, Ray
Always.
Novak, has joined us. How are you doing, Ray? That is an amazing outfit you have on.
Just for you, Raymond, just for you.
Oh, you're muted.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
It sounds like you're muted there.
Working with a few technical difficulties here.
You look good. Now you sound even better. So how are you doing, Ray?
Doing pretty good. Sorry for being late.
No problem.
You're here. That's the important thing.
We're just kind of having a fun show tonight. So appreciate you joining us. I where did you get that outfit? Are those sequins or is what a little bit of what I got going on here?
It's the some kind of weird pattern that my green screen is just going nuts over right now.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. Sure. It looks great.
Typical Wednesday attire in the Novak mansion.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we had our Christmas party a week or so ago and picked this up to just show up to blend in with the rest of the ICOM crew.
Oh, nice. Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us. Chat's already saying Ray's here to give away some radios. Well, they're definitely giving away one radio that we've got a winner for, and that was an ID52 that we'll talk about a little bit later in the show. So, Amanda, how are you doing?
You know, I'm doing fantastic. I'm so ready for Christmas. Actually, I'm not, but I say I am because that's what people ask you.
Yeah.
Have not hit the Arctic blast yet. We're still 46 degrees here. But in Denver, 2 hours away, it's already 6 below. So I'm going to wake up to 6 below here as well. It's craziness. what else? Anyhow, this has been a fantastic year, and I'm so glad we have such a great guest list here tonight. So I appreciate that. Chat room, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. So just toss away anything you want. Just toss them at us. We'll bring them to everybody. Have some fun. And Josh, if you don't mind, I put a picture in the Round the Horn. For anyone that didn't get my Christmas card, I'd love to show this picture off. This is our home. So wanted to show off our...
Yeah, we got ours yesterday. That was a gorgeous card. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Got it.
And
thank you for the card.
Yes. Of course.
Is there a link?
There is. It's next to the Round the Horn link.
Oh, okay.
I'll just keep talking on. It's okay.
Yeah, you fill the space for me. I'll find it.
But anyhow, hopefully everybody else is ready, and hopefully everyone else is bundled up for this week, because it's going to be a heck of a ride, I'll tell you. I think even Ray down there in Texas is going to feel a little bit of coldness. And
We're planning on it.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure if you were seen in Texas or if you were traveling for Christmas.
No, actually in Texas. Last trip of the year, I got home on Sunday, so glad to be home for a few weeks.
Nice. I could imagine. The boys coming home, all that good stuff?
No, they're doing their own thing. So it's just going to be Cindy and I at home. So that's going to be interesting. No big crowds.
Not a lot of cooking just, then.
No, I like to eat, so there'll be a lot of cooking.
You and the Dons should have gotten together, have a big old family meal without kidless for once.
Exactly. Yeah, we're kidless for the first time, too, this year since Tyler's going to New York. That's crazy. So, yeah.
Did you find that photo?
I do, indeed. Okay. This one.
That's gorgeous, yeah.
Look at that.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Check out the tower. Jeff climbed up there twice. He had to put the light up, the star separate.
Oh, that's great.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's so fun. Everybody loves to drive by really slow. And that's our kitchen there in the front by the door. So I always wave at everyone because I'm always cooking dinner when everyone drives by. But it's fun time. So let's get this show rolling, shall we? And let's see, we're going to go to Bob first. Bob, yep. It's been so long since you've been on here. Tell us what you've been doing lately.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I'm still doing the Zoom meetings. And we're up over 320 of them now since February 2020. And I just love sharing the science of this great hobby. And it's kind of taken on another little twist in that there are organ clubs that found out I can do Zoom. So we have been doing concerts with the great Wurlitzer behind me. This is a sampled Wurlitzer that I'm so proud to have. But I love to play every day, and when I get to play for people, that's even better. But I've been doing that, spending most of my time on the air in the morning on AM, and spending quite a bit of time with fellows, helping them with adjusting their radios and so on. And what's really remarkable is that people are starting to figure out about AM, and one of the best AM transmitters is a 7300 Icon. Ray, if you didn't know that, you now know it. It's amazing. I love it because these guys will come on, new guys, and they hit the AM button in their Icons, and all of them, all the Icons sound great, but especially the 7300. So we've been helping a lot of people there, designing a couple of new products we're working on for next year. And just answering a lot of emails that people have questions. So it keeps me really busy. And other than that, I take care of Gracie, our little dog, and my wonderful wife, Sarah. So it's been a busy, busy time for us. And we're only happy that our health is great and all of our friends are doing well. So then we get to see all of our friends here on Ham Nation, and I miss a lot of you. Gordo, I miss talking to you a lot. I hope you and Susie are good. Ray, it's good to see you. I hope you and Cindy are doing well. And I'm going to miss all of the guys and gals, I'm sure. But all of the crew, I'm thrilled to be able to send for a little bit and say howdy to everybody. And Merry Christmas to all that are watching us. And stay in touch. It's all so important, and amateur radio is a great place to do that. Thanks for having me, Josh and Amanda. I appreciate that. And we'll stick around just a little bit before I gotta turn the things out to the West Coast and fire this little baby up.
Of course. Well, first, I gotta ask you, Bob, do you have any projects in the works that you can tell us about there at the factory or anything?
Not really. I've got a couple of things we're working on, a couple of high impedance microphones. There's a lot of guys and gals that are restoring older transmitters, and they're all high impedance, and there are no high impedance microphones on the market anymore. You got to go find some old crystals or whatever. That's where we're focusing right now. We've revamped some of the headphone lines and just made things a little nicer and stuff like that, but nothing real, real solid that I can talk about at this time, but we're working on it.
Of course, of course. Well, are you going to go back to visiting maybe Hamvention and Ham Dayton and Orlando?
Don't know. At this particular time, everything was shut down last year. I haven't heard what we're going to do for this year. With COVID out there, it's still rearing its head. I'm not so sure what's going to happen for Sarah and I, because her immune system is pretty low because of her cancer scare, but she's wonderful. She's doing great, but I'm really protecting her, and so is everyone at the Isle Sound facility.
I could understand that for sure. Yeah. I just wanted to know if any of our other hosts had some questions for Bob before he runs away from us.
Well, we did have a question in the chat for sure, and
let's,
they're asking, generally, what band are you on, or frequency area when you're on AM there, Bob?
Well, that's another interesting thing. In the late 1950s, there was a huge war. I really mean this. It was a war. Everything had been on AM. And all of a sudden, here comes Wes Shum, Central Electronics, and he brought single sideband to ham radio. And they just plopped down wherever they wanted, and oh my gosh, I know of one particular instance where a man from Kentucky went and visited a guy in Tennessee with a shotgun in his hand.
Wow.
No, this is a true story. I knew the man. And the thing is, they did not understand that AM is crystal controlled. We can't move around a lot. So what they did is they sat down as gentlemen, and they came up with a gentleman's agreement, 3870 to 3890 on 75 meters. That's only reserved for AM because that's where the crystals are. Mm. And then on 7290 to 7295. And it's getting a little bit wider up in 20 meters. You're finding things around a little bit. But that's where the majority of people are. And that's where we are in the morning is 3885, right dead in the middle of the AM window on 75 meters. And you just have to respect the AM operators. And you have lots of other space to go, but we've got just three or four slots for AM. So that's what we have to think about. And it's all a gentleman's agreement. But over the years, that kind of faded away, and the new guys would come in and they didn't know about it. So they have to be kind of warned. And the league doesn't do much to uphold that, although they do have it listed, but not, they don't do a big deal on it. So it's up to all of us to kind of, as gentlemen, we make sure that everybody knows that. But that's where we are in the morning is 3885 on the MOCAM net, 9 o'clock central.
Oh, it's fantastic. Thanks for that explanation. I think that's helpful.
I think I've heard some other people, and you guys are really nice about telling people that AM, this is the AM window. And you know what? If people aren't going to abide by it, then there's email. So you get a little rougher in the email to let them know, hey, buddy, we've been here a really long time. Don't mess this up. But anyhow, hopefully everyone will tune in, at least listen to Bob, and don't feel intimidated to get on AM, really.
It's got your radio has a mode for it for on purpose,
yep.
Right?
It's fun, too. AM's fun.
It sounds amazing in the butterfly. If you have a waterfall, you see the butterfly effect is what I call it. And it's just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I also work other things with 10 meters opening. I've been up on 29 FM because, as you might not know, I was kind of the father of 10 meter FM back in the 80s even worked with Evelyn Ray where she wanted to know more about it. And the first thing that happened was the IC-735 was the first one that had FM radio in it. And that was part of the thing that I did with ICOM. That was before you and I were together at ICOM. But now everything has 10-meter FM, and it's really great. There's a lot going on up there and some of the repeaters and stuff. And repeaters on 10-meter FM is crazy. I mean, there's one down in the... in the islands, it covers the whole United States and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. And so 10-meter FM really shows us a lot of different modes and stuff, and it works really well. So you might want to check that with 10 meters being open. But I've been getting on also with some of our other little things on little homebrew things on 10 meters, because you can do a lot of stuff with just 4 or 5 watts when the band is open. So that's some of the other things that I do.
And don't let Bob fool you. He listens to everything.
Yes.
He has caught me on 14180 before, just talking to some people. And it was so lovely to hear him jump in there and say hello. And then he switched a few different radios so we could hear the difference. He went to his Collins and different antennas. It was a lot of fun. So you never know where you're going to find Bob on the air. That's for sure. Josh, you want to see what the other hosts have to say?
Yeah. So interestingly enough, oh, wow. How do we get... Ray got real big all of a sudden.
No, come on.
I don't know what happened there, Ray. That's my fault. The show producer is just asleep behind the wheel here. There we go. We got you squared away now. So this is actually the last show of the year, so it's a bit of a, you know, all the holidays crammed into one. And I thought it might be fun to say, you know, we'll just go around the room since we have Bob and Ray and everybody else here to kind of give what was your favorite thing of 2022 and maybe what you're looking forward and 2023. I'll go first just to break the ice. So
in-ham radio, right?
In-ham radio, yeah. No, for me, I was actually quite happy that we got so many of the shows back. I got to go to all the major ham fests and
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I feel like it's like we kind of all went to sleep, you know, 2019, and we had a nice little slumber, although we didn't. It was chaos and everything. And then we came back together. We came back together, and it was like nothing changed. You know, we got to see everybody and shake hands and take pictures and just, you know, got to talk with so many of you. That for me was just amazing that, you know, 2022 was just such a, we came back together again. And that was, you know, repeated so many times when we were at the shows. I believe that wasn't that a Hamvention, the gathering or something like that? Or it was one of the shows, right? Was the theme. It just felt great to be all back together. As far as looking forward, well, so many new radios next year, right, that we get to talk about. I'm looking forward to one that we're going to potentially be looking at Hamcation. But also, I'm looking forward to a little bit of normalcy that I can finally get back into a proper challenging myself to do a full activation on Morse code, which is still my goal. So I'm looking forward to that. So, Ray didn't know this was coming. So Amanda, I'm going to go to you next, and then we'll work our way up. If you,
I'd love to. I thought about this for a long time because you did give me a heads up. Wow, a lot happened for me this year in amateur radio. So becoming section manager of Colorado was probably number one most amazing thing that happened, and I feel very happy and very fulfilled about being able to do that. And I've already made a lot of great changes for Colorado hams, and you know, right now currently I've put together like a list of guest speakers for everyone to go to our website and see here locally for Colorado, so they're willing to Zoom or visit clubs, just a lot of things like that, a lot more club visits. So it makes me a lot busier and takes me away from HF a little bit more than I would like to, but again, very fulfilling, and looking forward to next year, a whole lot more of the same, and maybe getting to a whole lot more ham fest. So guess what? I'm just here to spread the word about amateur radio. So I'm here to help the hams now instead of, I've taken a step back from Aries, which is very, very sad. But at the same time, I'm here to help the hams fulfill their wants and needs to help in Aries and other aspects of the hobby. So, yay. Well said. That's what I got for you.
Yeah. Don, how about you?
Normalcy. That you said that word, and that is absolutely it. We got back to ham fests. We got back to a live presentation on stage in Huntsville of the Young Ham of the Year Award. And Audrey McElroy is actually on the air as part of the Yoda activation all month nice. Long. Her dad, in fact, posted some video of her and her brother on YouTube, which was very, very cool. And she is a top class operator. So that for me, probably number one. Number two, I just renewed my license for another 10 years. So that's cool. And I've been trying to do some special events and stuff. And in fact, I just got a card in the mail today, or actually yesterday. Was it yesterday? No, today. Dawn brought it in from the thing tonight. This was from the Scratch and Post special event that we covered here on Ham Nation. These are my friends over about 100 miles to my east, over towards the the Mississippi-Alabama border over in Loosedale, Mississippi. You may remember the Scratch and Post. That is a post that is in front of what used to be a restaurant that has been around for, I don't know, 60, 70 years. And like everybody would go into this cafe and they would like lean against the Scratch and Post and scratch their backs and everything. So I'm going to open this because I have not seen the QSL card yet. So it's like my Johnny Carson moment.
And I made that card.
Did you?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, very nice. Oh,
this is my mid-grade card, so.
I got two because I've got one for AE5DW. There's the Scratch and Post, the K5K.
That's great.
That's the one for AE5DW. And this one is for the Newsline Club, WA6ITF. We put Bill Pasternak's call back on the air, so that one is for that one. So, yeah, very nice. And there you can see, let me get a little bit closer. You can see right next to the first K in K5K, right under the L for Loosedale, is the post. There it is.
Very nice.
Still stands. And yeah, so you can go and scratch your back on the scratching post. So thank you very much to the folks over there at the K5K activation. Good friends. Got to see them actually in Huntsville too, which was really, really nice. General Daly and his lovely wife and those folks over there. So yeah, that's for me, it was getting back to normalcy in Hamfest and the Young Ham of the Year live on stage. So yeah, that was for me.
We did get a good question in the chat. Douglas V Amateur Radio and more asks, who do you recommend for QSL cards?
This one right here.
Amanda.
I think there's a couple people in this room that can attest that I do great cards.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
Peak printing. Or just go to my QRZ page. All the info is there.
How many people? I don't have. Where's mine? It's in the other room. But yeah, a lot of us have our QSL cards from Amanda. Look at Bob's. That's fantastic.
Joe's.
Mm-hmm. I have. Mine.
You know what, Don? You and I are going to talk later.
Well, you know, mine is my tattoo.
Josh.
And I've had that for a long time, but I've been thinking about maybe redesigning that. So, yeah, no, we'll talk about that.
Okay, all right.
Love it. So, Gordo, aside from that hat, that glorious hat you have on, what was your favorite aspect of 2022?
The continuation of our books for Technician, General, and Extra, plus the commercial book, and very happy to report, CQ Magazine is now in their second printing of the popular VHF-UHF propagation book. And this book also features Chip Margelli, K7JA, along with Ken Newbeck, WB2AMU, who is like the six-meter godfather out there that Bob and I know. And Bob, I heard you, and there were so many stations working you that on FM 29.6 during the contest, it was a blast. Josh?
Very good. Very good. Bob, how about you? What was your favorite thing of 2022? What are you looking forward to?
Well, my favorite thing was that we came through without any hitches of health. All of our people at Heil Sound came through well. We had a great year. But for me, it's being able to visit with all of these clubs. I mean, there are literally several thousand people that I would have touched this past year with all of these presentations. And it gets followed up with hundreds of emails each week, people with questions, because I don't toss them away. We answer their questions. And so it's really fun to be able to to help people. And I think that's the whole deal, is I love sharing the science of this great hobby. And that's basically what we're really doing, is making it happen for a lot of people and turning them on to things like AM and 10 meter FM or 6 meters or something they've never thought about before. But now we have radios that'll do all of that, and it doesn't cost a fortune. So we're very blessed. And I don't know where we're going for next year. It'll probably be just a little bit more of the same. But we're so blessed that each of us have found amateur radio, because it definitely is something that means a lot to each of us, and especially me. I don't know where I would be without amateur radio. I say it many times, in that it's my college professor. It's my college education. I learned so much through the years and still learning. And so you can read a lot about this, by the way. They're doing an article. I think it'll be January, QST. They've been interviewing me about what I thought about ham radio, and you can read that in QST coming up, and gives you an insight as to how important I think amateur radio can be to each of us. And thank you, Josh, for keeping this all going.
My pleasure.
And each of you that make this happen all the time and each week, that's really great. So we're just very excited about what's going on in amateur radio. It certainly isn't dying. And I get the question a lot. I can be at the grocery store, at the gas station, or, hey, you're one of them ham guys. Yeah, that's all dead, isn't it? I just wait for them to ask me that. Like, it's dead. So then I nail them up against a wall, and I get to tell them, no, the internet has inflamed amateur radio. What do you mean? I said, well, if you got an iPhone, you can talk to my antenna. You can move my antenna. You can move all my radios. You can do all that from here. So it's an amazing thing that the internet has really caused amateur radio to grow. And who would have thunk it when it first did its thing, back when Steve Jobs walked on that stage with his iPhone? We figured, oh boy, this is the death. No, it's not. It's the birth of it. And we're so excited, because almost every week there's something else comes up that we can apply to amateur radio through the internet. Yes, it's a terrible place for some, and it's not good for others, but for ham radio operators, it's really wonderful. So we're all blessed to have that all happen. So we'll see what happens in next year, and hopefully we'll have more to talk about.
Indeed. Well said. Joe, how about you? What's your favorite of this year, and what are you looking forward to for next?
That's better when you turn up your mic gain. Getting to do more live kit builds, getting out again and doing that. I've done several this year. In fact, I'm going to show you the kit later on this evening, what I've been using for the kit builds lately, and how much fun it is and how easy it is to put together. So it's getting to do more kit builds. And like Bob, who likes to share the science of audio and amateur radio, I like to share the skills of kit building, soldering, and getting soldering irons in people's hands and having them fix and make stuff. And it's a wonderful skill to have. And it's really an essential part of amateur radio. And so getting to do these live again, my calendar went from zilch, obviously, to almost every weekend this year going somewheres and doing either a talk or a kit build. And that's wonderful. And I love going away from it knowing that all these people have got kits that they soldered themselves, and they've got something that works, and now they're ready to buy more kits and build more things. And I get lots of emails from them saying, oh, I built this other kit that you talked about on Ham Nation, and guess what? It works wonderful. So that's what I like most about this past year, and looking forward to next year and doing even more.
Beautiful. All right, Ray, what's your favorite thing from 2022, and what are you looking forward to?
This is going to be the year of ham radio lost and forgotten projects.
Good.
I mean, I had great visions of building antenna kits here from our buddy K6ARK.
Yep.
Two nice kits. Thought I would get caught up, and maybe this was last year's failed kit to build this one live with you.
Yep.
But the thing that I can say that went real well was 2022 Oshkosh Air Venture. And man, this my lighting and everything's just
your
going
green screen loves that patch. Yeah,
yeah. But a little bit behind. We got in about 3 months ago. The QSL cards. Yeah, the green screen's not going to cooperate.
Green screen loves that too. Yep.
So. Yeah, all the technical difficulties are trying to be festive today, huh?
You look great.
You did a fine job.
Should have gone with the plain ICOM backdrop and a ICOM black shirt.
Oh, I think it still looks
amazing. No, it's great. Don't change
perfect. It's perfect, Ray. It's Christmas.
So Ray also got a caveat question or an add-on question in the chat. Ray, everybody wants to know, is there anything in your trunk this year that you can tell us about? Your magical trunk?
No. That has been the sad thing this year. Aww. Just trying to find components. The R&D team, the 905, still nothing yet. Although I was told I might have something in a couple of weeks.
Ooh. Okay, that's people will be watching the Facebook page, and that's the best way you could see what the goings on of Ray's magical trunk is on Ray's Facebook page, right?
I love to follow that.
Yep.
It should have its own page. Can you just start a group for that?
All of my travel lately. I mean, Josh, I saw you in California, 3 months ago?
California? Or Huntsville?
Anaheim? At the boat show?
Oh, the boat. Oh, my goodness. That's right. I'm thinking to myself immediately, HRO. No, that's right. The boat show. And then we were in Huntsville. And then Hamvention, and then Hamcation. But you went everywhere.
You're going backwards, man. But from
I'm losing it. Right?
I have been to 12 different shows since you and
goodness.
I saw each other in Anaheim at the NMEA convention.
12 in 3 months? Wow!
Yes.
Wow! That's crazy.
Every
been
weekend.
Gone almost every week.
This man has enough points to fly across the world three times, I think.
You definitely deserve the time off there. So good for you.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the holidays for sure.
But I am looking forward to Orlando.
Yep.
Do Orlando and then fly from Orlando down to Miami just in time for the boat show down there.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, man, that's impressive. You have had a busy year, Ray. You picked up a lot of responsibilities, so you've definitely been all over the place this year. So good for you. But this is it. Thank you for everything, Ray. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we couldn't do this show without you, Ray. So I mean, the reason we're here is you.
And the funny thing about it, had 3 days of meetings with Gordo this week too.
Oh,
really?
All right.
Yeah, doing virtual meetings with the RTCM.
Oh, I'm very familiar with the RTCM. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're looking at rules and regulations for the marine industry.
Ah, okay.
Nice.
Okay. Wow.
Well, you know, Ray, besides everything you do for amateur radio and marine and everything else that you do a lot personally for a lot of people. And I, for one, just want to thank you for that and your friendship to me personally. And there's a lot of things you do behind the scenes that people don't know about, but I do. And I just want to, on behalf of everybody that you do things for, we appreciate you.
Indeed. Well said.
Agreed.
I'm just trying to keep up with Bob and Gordo and Joe because they do a lot in this industry too.
Yes. Well, it's not just the industry. It's personally as well. You go above and beyond. And you're a good man. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ray, good stuff. Keep it up.
Well, it's hard to segue from that, but I think the next thing we're going to do is we're going to hear our friend George in a word from ICOM.
There you go. Thank you.
Happy holidays from ICOM. Spice up your ham shack this season with one of ICOM's popular handhelds, mobiles, or base stations. These radios are perfect for working your favorite bands while staying inside or venturing out this winter. It's the most wonderful time of the year to give the gift of ICOM. The IC705 is the perfect sidekick and QRP companion. Base station features and functionalities at the tips of your fingers in a portable package covering HF 6 meters, 2 meters, and 70 centimeters. This compact rig weighs in just under 2 pounds with RF direct sampling for most of the HF band and IF sampling for frequencies above 25 megahertz. 4.3-inch color touchscreen with live band scope and waterfall. 5 watts with the included BP272 battery or 10 watts with 13.8 volt external DC. Single sideband CW, AM, FM as well as full D-Star functions. The perfect accessory for the IC705 is the optional backpack LC192. The ID52A is a VHF-UHF dual band with D-Star and FM dual mode functions and is the first handheld radio with a full-color 2.3-inch waterfall display. This radio supports conventional FM communications and D-Star simplex, repeater, regional, and worldwide calls over the D-Star Internet Gateway. Create your own band opening with the IC9700. This radio brings direct sampling to the UHF-VHF weak signal world. The IC7300 is a high-performance HF transceiver with a compact design that will far exceed your expectations. RF direct sampling, 15 discrete bandpass filters, large 4.3-inch color touchscreen, real-time spectrum scope, and SD memory card slot. The real ham fun starts here. Happy holidays from ICOM America. And visit icomamerica.com/amateur for more information on ICOM radios.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And again, a big thank you to ICOM for supporting the show. And obviously, Ray, we appreciate you again. Are you in the giveaway? We hope so. We talk about it every time we go live. Every time we go live, ICOM will pick 3 winners for the swag pack giveaway. Those winners for the swag pack, I'll tell you who the winner is for the radio in a second. Brett H, KG7MAV, Greg N, KD4GES, and Cody P, KE8UTI. So every month, to go along with the swag pack, they pick a winner for the radio. This month is an ID52, and the winner of it is Chad Bryant, KQ4AHO. So congratulations, everybody. So again, reminder, link is in the description for the video. You click enter now when you go to the website. Enter a couple pieces of information like your call sign, your email, your name, obviously. And you may win a swag pack. And if you do, you get entered into a list for the monthly grand prize giveaway for radio. So appreciate ICOM for doing that giveaway as well. So we got Gordo with his glorious hat, and he's going to take it away with some short shots. Gordo?
All right. Well, thanks. Well, I'm trying to stay warm for those of you in the Midwest, the Southwest, the East. You're going to get mighty cold in the next couple of days. And by the way, I had a couple of questions come through on email saying, What do you mean commercial? Yes, the commercial used to be the first and second class license, is now called the general radio operator's license. And you need that license if you're going to get involved in marine electronics, just like Ray does. And ICOM America makes the absolute finest line of single sideband that you see over here, of VHF marine radios. I mean, they are the best. So, Ray, we so much appreciate all your support. Ray's also helping us all out with the W5YI remote ham testing. And it's a great thing that all that Ray and ICOM America does to support ham radio, as well as those going for marine radio. Well, let's talk about the incoming weather that you're going to have beginning shortly. Well, for those of you that have a single VHF, UHF collinear antenna with no sections to take apart, you're safe for the upcoming weather. However, for those of you that have a two-piece VHF, UHF collinear antenna, after the rainstorms are over and the snowstorms and the ice storms, I mean, folks, you folks are going to get pounded, but we hope that your antenna will survive. And if you have any connections like this, you want to make absolutely sure that afterwards you're probably going to have to replace the coax, because if they're wide open like this, moisture will creep down those threads of the SO239 barrel and get into the coax, and that's going to really ruin things. So if you've got coax that's feeding that tri-band or dual-band collinear antenna with one or two joints, you may want to double check that if you have time tomorrow morning before the weather moves in, which for some of you won't have time, make sure that those two sections that tighten up are nice and tight. And I'm very happy to report that both Comet as well as Diamond really do a good job of keeping the weather out. It's some of the Me Too collinears that get you into trouble. And for those of you that have an exposed PL259, here's what it's going to look like probably after the rain and snow this week and weekend. And you're probably going to have to replace it, because it pretty well welds itself to the antenna, and you're going to need to replace a whole bunch of stuff. So here's where rain comes in on these very popular, the low-cost, the imports, the Me Too antennas. They creep in through this particular connection here, either one or two connections. And Josh will go to the next slide. And if you see, it's got a little O-ring that is up inside the right-hand side there. And if you tighten it nice and tight, I recommend go ahead and put a big wrap of sealing tape on it. If you go to see whether or not your antenna survived next week, and this little spongy device here is wet, then your antenna may be toasted. And your antenna is toasted if you pour water out of it like we see here. What occurs is, unfortunately, it does not dry completely, and the water pools in the base and eats up the feed point. And, hey, as long as we're working on equipment, because we're going to be stuck inside for the next 2 or 3 days because it's burr cold outside, double check that if you've got a storage battery outside your shack that is running things inside the shack, take a look at that white fuzz. You're going to probably gain additional amperage and probably a little higher voltage by really cleaning off the, usually it's the positive lead connector well. And, of course, everybody has Andersons. And the Andersons connectors, you want to make sure and have the little metal doodad that goes in the center to keep them perfectly spaced. This particular ham had an intermittent problem, and as you can see, the positive lead of the Anderson has slid back just enough to barely make connections. Now, here's what Anderson says, and those that sell Anderson connectors, they got to be exercised. You can't just like plug them in and leave them outside and they'll self-clean themselves. No, they will not. You've got to actually plug them in, unplug them, plug them in to be able to get them nice and clean on the contacts. The contacts are not gold-plated, so make sure and exercise your Andersons. But exercise them carefully because some of these earlier model voltage distribution units had a problem. Especially if they were in the sun, like the Andersons are, and that is the plastic becomes brittle and begins to break down. And once that plastic begins to break down, many times you're like jamming in the connection to make a good connection. And what you may not realize is those Andersons are actually mounted right onto a printed circuit board. And what occurs is, as you can see by the right-hand side of the two circuit board where there used to be Anderson connectors, there's nothing but blank holes because they just fell right out. They don't like to be wiggled a whole bunch on the inexpensive voltage distribution ones. And as you can see here, and I know Joe will probably be talking more about this, these just literally pulled out because the solder on the inside gave way. Now, anytime you're soldering or working with leads and diagonals, make sure that you wear protective lenses as well as a good magnifier that we hope you'll get for Christmas. And you want to take apart that voltage distribution unit, look on the bottom side, and see that when you wiggle the top, the bottom wiggles. That is not good. And this is what we're going to be needing to re-solder. So bring out your trusty soldering iron. Joe, you'll have to tell us more about the proper way to do this. I put flux on there. I couldn't quite get it hot enough to really stick on there, so I took out my big Weller. Yeah. And just touch it there long enough to get things warm. And as you can see, and by the way, be sure and wear goggles anytime you're working with diagonals, because when you snip that tip lead off there, it's going to come out like a bullet aimed right at your head. There we go. Joe, did I do okay on that particular solder job? Over.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. My hint is when you have a board like that, a gun is okay, but I've had better luck just painting a little flux on it and turning my pencil iron up all the way and making sure it's well heated. And I use 6337 solder because it seems to flow a little better on those where it's especially heavy and sinking a lot of heat away. And sometimes I pre-tin those pins just slightly when I put them in so that the solder bonds a lot better.
Terrific. Thanks, Joe. That comes from an expert. You're going to hear more from Joe in a few moments. Well, coax is coax, right? This is the big stuff, the LMR 400. We had one ham with some imported LMR 400. He was running a KW, and this is what the coax looked like, new out of the container that came in from overseas. After a few weeks, the impedance began to change that he could see on the SWR meter. So he cut off what he thought maybe was a bad solder joint on the PL259. And he noticed, what's happened? It looks like things are migrating. And then a few weeks later, after a new connector, shorted out. Well, what occurred was several things. Number one, it was on a hot tin roof, so it got that dielectric, that's the center stuff, a little oozy-goozy. And running a KW, it got extra oozy-goozy and finally shorted out. So make sure and go with good quality coax, not imported stuff from who knows where, because many times what looks like a good dielectric to keep the center conductors in place, this was a short out, and that really surprised the heck out of all of us. And, of course, all the great funs that we've had at HamFest and then ham radio clubs, that's the silent key Dave Bell, the legend of ham radio. And he wanted to do a little bit of CW, so we said, Dave, we got just the pickles for you, and that is our infamous pickles. So we want all of you to stay extra warm, Make sure that all of your whatever you need to protect is well protected when it comes to aluminum on the roof or fiberglass. And after the big rainstorm, let's let everything dry out and then see what the SWR is and have fun. In fact, having fun, let's go over to Don. And Don, you had asked, where does this book come from? Comes directly from CQ Magazine. Maybe
there you go.
At the ham stores, but this one is direct from CQ Magazine, the brand new VHF propagation. So, Don, what does Uncle Don, Mr. Santa, have to say about all this?
Well, first off, I'm so happy that you put Dave Bell up on the screen. I miss that guy. Dave Bell, for those of you who don't know, W6AQ, he's an Emmy. I believe he's won Emmys. He may have won Academy Awards as well. I'm not sure. But for his film production, and he and the late Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF of Amateur Radio Newsline fame, did a lot of those old ARRL classic ham radio movies when it was all shot first on film and then later on videotape in the early days. So, those Dave Bell and Bill Pasternak productions are still around, and they're great. In fact, it was just Dick Van Dyke's, I think, 98th or 99th birthday the other day, and Dick Van Dyke was the star of one of those. A lot of Hollywood connections with Dave Bell and those guys. So I miss them greatly. Dear friends of mine. Well, let's go ahead and get into the news of the week from Amateur Radio Newsline. And we've got Dr. T with us on the videotape as well. So go ahead, Josh.
From Amateur Radio Newsline Report, number 2355, this is Ham Nation headlines for Wednesday, December 21st, 2022. In the U.S. recently, hams teamed up for a radio activation that turned out to be a living museum and a tribute to history.
Visitors to the Vintage Radio and Communications Museum of Connecticut were part of a celebration of history taking place on Sunday, December 11th. They watched and heard as Bob Allison, WB1GCM, got on the air using a repurposed Gates BC1T commercial transmitter using the call sign W1VCM/1BCG for AM operation on 75 meters. Bob was marking the 101st anniversary of amateur radio station's 1BCG's contact with Scotland during the ARRL transatlantic test of 1921. The official transmissions that made history more than a century ago occurred in Greenwich, about 90 minutes southwest of the museum, with operators sending CW across the ocean. This year, more modern equipment joined the refurbished Gates transmitter during Bob's three-hour activation, which also included time spent on 40 meters and 2-meter sideband. Bob talked to the museum visitors who had been observing him on the radio to share in the triumph of more than a century ago. This is Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
The life-saving capabilities of DMR proved useful to a hiker in New Hampshire recently.
A relaxing day with his dog turned into a dangerous trek for a ham who was hiking the trails of central New Hampshire on Sunday, December 11th. He had become lost, and the coming sunset and forecast of snow put him in even greater danger, especially after the battery in his cell phone died. He had been carrying his DMR HT, however, and placed a call for help on the statewide talk group using a local repeater. Bill Barber, NE1B, heard the call and was able to contact the man's wife. She notified police, who joined firefighters in starting a search. Bill also contacted Rick Zack, K1RJZ, who knows the area's trails. Rick stayed in touch with the lost amateur on the statewide talk group while communicating with the search team. At one point, the amateur unintentionally changed channels on his HT, but another amateur, Chuck Cunningham, K1MIZ, noticed this had happened and was able to restore communications. The ham found his way to a road and was picked up by the searchers at 6:30 p.m. The wayward ham is going to be able to enjoy another Christmas holiday with his family. This is Cell MB, KB3, TZD.
In the U.S., the General Class Operator's License Test is getting a new question pool.
If you are a ham in the United States looking to upgrade to General next year, you can expect some changes in the new pool of questions that take effect on July 1st of 2023. The 432 questions were just released, and the National Conference of Volunteer Examiner Coordinators Question Pool Committee says they will reflect significant changes. There are 51 new questions being introduced, 73 were removed. The committee believes the questions' level of difficulty is more balanced. These questions will be in use through June 30th of 2027. Examiners can expect to see the new general exam booklets by mid-June of 2023. The ARRL advises hams who are using the 9th edition of the General Class License Manual or the 6th edition of the League's General Class Question and Answer to take their exam no later than June 30th before the changed questions come in. This is Stephen Kinford, NAWB.
And that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline, your independent source for amateur radio news for four decades and counting at arnewsline.org. With Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, Sal Embiid, KB3TZD, Stephen Kinford, N8WB, Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team across the globe, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW. 7-3, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and we'll see you next time here on Ham Nation. Now, here's the solar update from Dr. Tamitha Scove, WX6SWW.
Space weather this week is definitely keeping us on our toes. As we take a look at the Earth-facing disk, we've had a lot of active regions in Earth view, including some big flare players. In fact, over this past week, we've had more than 20 radio blackouts being fired from several different regions. At first, one of the biggest offenders was region 3156, but it is now rotated to the sun's far side. We're now looking at region 3163, and it's beginning to rotate to the sun's far side. So luckily, all of the activity that we've seen basically around the 14th, 15th, and 16th, all those big radio blackouts are finally beginning to calm down. It definitely affected radio propagation on Earth's day side over those few days. So if we had, if you were an HF radio operator, you definitely were noticing it. Things have definitely calmed down since then. But region 3169 is still firing big flares, so we're not out of the woods yet. This region has not launched any Earth-directed solar storms, but we have seen a few things go off to the east of Earth. But meanwhile, as far as solar storms are concerned, we do have a couple coronal holes. We have one that is entering the Earth strike zone now and is going to be sending us some fast solar wind over the next day or two. But we also have smaller pockets that are kind of extended, and this means we're not going to have really strong fast solar wind, but we are going to have an extended period of it. So aurora photographers, if you're at high latitudes, you definitely could get a bit of a show. Might even dip into mid latitudes for a short bit, but things are going to be much more sporadic. So you're going to have to deal with that and kind of catch it as you can. But that after that, things will calm down in through as we get to the last week in December. Things will definitely settle down, but we do still have the potential for solar storm players because we see some activity that's just beginning to rotate into view. Now, as we switch to our stereo image, this is stereo, which is our far-sighted monitor. It's looking at the sun just a tiny bit from the side. You can see those coronal holes that are going to be rotating into the Earth strike zone here, but you can also see on the sun's east limb, you definitely see there's one active region in the north. This region has yet to rotate fully into Earth view, but man, it's gurgling and burgling. Looks like it could be yet another big flare player, and looks like it could be a solar storm producer. So we are keeping our eyes on that because it looks like radio blackouts may not yet be quieting down, and we might actually get a chance for some solar storming. For more details on this week's space weather, including how these radio blackouts could affect radio comms for space traffic, come check out my channel or see me at spaceweatherwoman.com.
Always good to have Dr. T back on the program. Of course, you follow her on Twitter at Tamitha Scove. Check her out on Facebook. She's got a Facebook page, also on YouTube, Tamitha Scove, and of course, spaceweatherwoman.com. And always another year with Dr. T. We certainly appreciate her efforts and the efforts of the Newsline staff as well as we bring 2022 to a close and get ready to go into 2023. Another good way to kind of end this segment here is to introduce my good friend, the kit building editor from CQ Magazine, and like I said, a dear friend. We've known each other for a long time. The godfather of kits, Mr. Joe Eisenberg, K0NEB.
Well, thank you, Don. And you are the godfather of news. And I'll tell you what.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like I said before, kit building is not dead, and there's lots of kits to build. A couple of things I'd like to talk about before I get into the kits is I was in the last film that was made with him and W6AQ and Bill Pasternak called the DIY Magic of Amateur Radio, and it was an absolute pleasure to work with them out in California to do that. And the other thing is that until Christmas, there is an operation on the air, reminds you of 13 colonies, and it's called the 12 Days of Christmas. And there are 12 special call signs. So if you go to the K2RYD QRZ page, Kilo 2 Romeo Yankee Delta, Sally has all the stuff, all the information on it. I am doing Whiskey 2 Lima, and tomorrow I'm actually going to be doing Kilo 2 Lima. So I'm doing various call signs during it, but I will be on as Kilo 2 Lima on 20 meters sometime tomorrow for a few hours, at a couple of shifts. So, be looking for that on HF. Just set your cluster to look for Kilo 2 Lima, and you might catch me on HF. Doing the 12 Days of Christmas, and you can download a free certificate, whether or not you get all 12. But if you get all 12, it's marked clean sweep. And I've had a lot of people tell me I was their clean sweep. So it's a lot of fun and gets people on HF. And it's a great time to be on HF, like right now where I have ice on the wires and stuff. Maybe we can heat it up a bit. Let's see if we can make pictures here. And so I'm going to show something. Yes, I celebrate Hanukkah. And so this is on the front of my house. This star is 54 years old. It was made in 1968.
That is so cool, Joe.
At the Omaha Playhouse set shop while my mother was an actress with the Omaha Community Playhouse. And it used to use C7 bulbs. And over the years, after they left us, I kind of inherited the star and put it on my house. And at least three times I've re-sanded it and repainted it and put in new sockets and all new wiring. And now it is all LEDs.
That's
and so
gorgeous.
Instead of drawing about 320 watts, it now draws about 32 or 35 watts. So, and it's so much brighter. And that's what it looks like at night.
Ooh. Oh, and, that's stunning.
And it's about 3 feet wide or so. And
I love it.
So it's kind of a beacon to the neighborhood. So instead of seeing all the houses with Christmas lights and then there's this house that's dark, it is the brightest blue light you will see on the block here.
I love it.
And so that is what that is. Now, this is a shot taken this afternoon, just before the sun went down. You can see my 40-meter wire there. That is a Radio Waves double bazooka for 40, and you can see it's a little thicker than what you would think, and that's because it's got ice on it, and so we have some detuning going on and stuff. The rotator is frozen in place. The storm is on its way, because I've already had wind gusts close to 25 at this point, and it was almost calm when we started the show. So let's get to some kit building. And I've been putting these kits together. You buy the kit and the other stuff all separately. And so what I do when I'm doing these group kit builds is I will actually put together the other things that the kit builder needs to finish the kit, along with the printed instructions. So I do spend some time repackaging it and so on. And I buy the extra parts in bulk so that it's not as expensive. So as you can see in this Ziploc bag on the right, you can see the kit itself in a bag. And you can see the printed instructions behind it. You can see a set of earbuds and a pair of batteries. And the earbuds, surprisingly, I can get those for, I think it's like $30 for 50 sets of those things in stereo. So what this kit is, and we'll take kind of a look at it, is it's an FM stereo receiver. And it's one of those up-down scan type tuners. Now, the interesting thing about it is that because it's sold all over the world, it scans from 76 megahertz up to 108. Well, between 76 and 88 megahertz is TV channels 5 and 6. Well, a lot of low-band stations have abandoned those when they're going to when they went to digital, which is ATSC, and some of the stations that stayed on the low channels when they went ATSC 1 are now abandoning those for high VHF or UHF channels because it works a little better with digital television. And so it leaves channels 5 and 6 open. Well, nature does not like a vacuum. And so what's happened is the FCC has allowed things like football stadiums. I don't know if the Superdome does this, but some major colleges have this, as well as the Super Bowl and NBA games and so forth. What they do is they broadcast the live radio broadcast of the game without the delay, because in modern broadcasting, it goes through all sorts of digital encoding and satellite and internet type connections. And so the listener on the other end may be hearing something as much as 20 seconds or more delayed. And so to allow the listeners the old experience of being able to have a transistor radio and hear the game live, they transmit it between 76 and 88 megahertz with low power within the stadium. And then they sell something that looks like a pendant, and it has the tuner in it and the earbuds. This radio will actually pick those up. But mostly for most of our kit builders, they're just going to listen to the FM broadcast band. As you can see, I packaged the two AA's and the instruction manual and the earbuds in there. So when my builders build this, they're going to test it right away. As you can see, there's not a big parts count. There's a little circuit board. There's three inductors. There's one resistor, five switches, three disc capacitors. There's two electrolytics and a crystal and a headset jack. And that's pretty much it. And the battery pack. And so we'll take a closer look here at the bottom of the circuit board, because this is kind of the tricky part of the kit. And this is the fun part of the kit, because I get to teach people how to work with surface mount parts. And I have yet to have one fail to get this right. Now, of course, I help with it. And once they've learned that skill, then they can do that at home. Now, there's two ways to go about it. One is to use solder paste, which is kind of a gray paste that's half flux and half solder. And you take a syringe that's got that stuff in it, and you draw a line down the two strips of pads. And you don't care if you get some in between, because once we put the IC on those pads and heat this thing up with a heat tool, the magic happens, and the flux melts and becomes clear, and then the remaining gray paste eventually turns silvery as the solder melts, and it flows onto those pads, and the surface tension then removes the solder from between them. Now, sometimes you do end up with a short between them, and that's okay, because what we do is, after it's cooled down well, we take the soldering iron, we tip the board up, and we draw the solder away onto the tip. And if it's real stubborn, we use a little bit of solder wick to get that up. So the other way of doing it is to take your tweezers or needle nose, and you hold the chip in place. And what we do is, the first thing we do before we put the chip on the pads is, I put a little tiny dab of solder on one corner pad. And then I make sure that the IC is pointed the right direction. And then I take it and I lower it onto that pad, and I heat it up with the soldering iron. And then I take the soldering iron and I do the opposite corner, making sure that all the legs are straight on the pads. So once I've done that, then I can take the soldering iron and the solder, and I can be kind of sloppy, and I can just make a quick strip of solder down the pads. And once again, if you get a short, don't stop, just keep going. Just make sure you get solder on all the pads. And then you can take the soldering iron and a little bit of solder wick, and you can clean that up real quickly. And now the surface mount part is there on the bottom of the board. And that's why you cannot see that on these kits, because it's hidden on the bottom. So let's take a look at the process. And you can see here, I have soldered, if you can look here in the upper right and the lower left, those are the only two that are soldered. I did those by hand. And then once it's secured, I kind of work away from those, because otherwise you would put tension on one pin. So I start soldering at the opposite end of the leg, and I go down the line like that towards the pad that already has solder on it. And I run the soldering iron through it. Like I said, I go real quick, but I don't stop so I don't overheat the chip. And if, like I said, if there's any blobs between them, that's okay. We can clean those up real quickly. And so this is what it looks like. I soldered that completely by hand. And as you can see, with a regular soldering station, it looks pretty good, looks pretty professional. And so now the IC is in place. And the IC is pretty much the whole radio. This is what it looks like. When you're looking at the top, you can see the power button and the volume up, down, and the channel up, down, and you have the RF chokes. And this capacitor here, or that one, I think this one over here, is the one that couples the earbuds or the headset that you use. The cord becomes the antenna, which is a principle that we're used to seeing since the early days of Walkman type radios, where they decided a whip antenna gets in the way, but using the cord is a very effective antenna. This is stereo. Now, the earbuds that I give them are not the highest quality in the world. If you want really good quality, you can use anything all the way up to these Bose headsets, and good quality headsets makes a good quality sound with this kit. And surprisingly, I can hear all the Lincoln FM stations, including the low power ones, and I can hear most all of the Omaha FM stations 50 miles away on it. So it's a very sensitive receiver. When we did this kit in Boston, I thought, well, they don't have 100 kilowatt stations there. They're a lot lower. But I was able to hear them all with no trouble at all, as well as when I did it in Enid and when I did it in Orlando, amongst other places that I've done this kit. And I am available to do these, but I need a couple of months or so to make sure I have all the kits and parts ready to go. And I can come and do this kit build with this kit or other simple beginner kits for your club or ham fest. So I'm going to clear the screen here, and now you can see me waving and having lots of fun. And so tomorrow, at least, look for Kilo 2 Lima on 20 meters sideband. Unfortunately, if you're west of me, you're going to be hearing me off the back, because I cannot rotate the beam right now, and I don't want to burn up the motor. So I am pointed east, so the eastern 50% of the country is going to get a louder signal. But I have worked a ton of California, Nevada, and Arizona, and Idaho, and Washington, and Montana, even off the back of the beam today. So, in fact, then I got to Namibia, which is off the front, actually, pointed east. So it's been lots of fun. And the 12 days of Christmas, once again, you get the information from K2RYD. And just a little note about these connectors. Yes, the hole is there to put a pin to keep them from coming apart. Another trick is to use a little cyanoacrylate type glue, or what we call crazy glue, and that holds them as well. So that's another way of doing it. What I do is I crimp the connectors on the wires real strongly. I do have a crimp tool and a Anderson power pole kit. But what I do is I still solder them. I still put some solder on it and make sure I don't put too much on it, but just enough so that it bonds it even better. And so what I do a lot of times is I will tin the wires before I crimp them. And so it's real tight. And if you take the soldering iron and just heat it up, that solder on the crimped wires many times will adhere without adding too much more. So I think I get to hand it back to Amanda, who's going to talk about the nets.
Oh, yes, I am. And thank you so much, Joe. One quick question. How can people get a hold of you so you can come visit their clubs via Zoom meetings again?
Just simple, joe@kzeroneb.com. is my email, joe@kzeroneb.com. I do Zooms, and I love to do kit builds live and in person. And James, who's in the chat room, I did one for their Hamfest in Enid, Oklahoma, and that was a lot of fun.
Okay. I do have a question for Joe, because it wasn't mentioned. Where do you get the kit, Joe?
Where do you get the kit? You get these on Amazon, and they sell for, you're going to love this, 2 for $10. Now, I ask for $10 for the kit because I also buy the batteries. I buy the headsets, and I also buy some other things that we need to assemble these things and supply all the solder and everything that people use. So that's why I get it. And there you found it right there.
I found it.
2 for $10. And it's really, really, really affordable. And I'm sure it'll work pretty good out there in LA and in Colorado. And it, like I said, it's a fun kit to build, very easy to put together, and it attaches to the battery pack with two little zip ties.
Looks like a good kit for kids. Well,
yes, it is.
With supervision, of course. Don't just give people
that aren't used to, like, give me the most simple kit, Joe, and I will document building the kit so people will know how simple it is, because I'm terrible at that stuff. So.
There's a simple kit right there.
There you go. I might have to try it. Well, thanks so much, Joe.
Link it in the video, guys. We'll put it in the description, too.
You bet. I
appreciate that. And happy Hanukkah to you and your family as well. And stay warm.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see what else we have. I had so much else we could go over tonight, but I'm sure everyone's ready to go. So let's go over the nets. We've got HF on 7192, probably started up 20 minutes ago. And we've got D-Star on 14, Charlie. And boy, would I like to say appreciate everybody that has ran these nets all year long. Second, Josh and Ray, thanks for keeping the show going. We would, none of us would be here without you. So we really, really appreciate it. And you host everything and you put in a lot of hard work without, I think, a lot of gratitude. So here's your gratitude. Not that it's a lot.
Thank you. We did lose Bob and Ray. Ray's an early
bird.
Yeah,
I thought they both had to
sign up. Hanging out for that long.
We have Susie on, though. Susie, say hello. I love the
there
antlers.
She is.
We never hello. See Susie. She never jumps in.
Well, I'm here now.
Well, it's so nice. Where's the kitty cats?
He's napping at the moment in the garage. He's had a big day.
And plus, they're so camera shy. So cats go one way or the other. They're either right in front of your camera during your Zoom meeting, or they're underneath the desk hiding for dear life. Happy holidays, Susie. Thanks for joining us tonight. Appreciate that.
Thank you, and happy holidays to you.
Thanks. And let's see, anything else I want to say? Everybody stay warm. Just stay warm.
Please. Yep.
And get on the air. Get on the air some more.
I will have my annual Christmas light antenna video Christmas Eve this year. It just so happens to fall on my normal live stream time. So Christmas Eve, I'll be doing my crazy contraption antenna. And my challenge this year is to beat the best performance I've done so far with the capability of this antenna, which it should be high enough that we should actually be pretty effective. I can go coast to coast. I don't think I've got a ton of DX with my antenna in the past, but we'll see how we do this year.
Maybe we'll be able to hear you here in the middle of the country.
This what you call the Will It Antenna segment?
This is like the yearly culmination of Will It Antenna. I literally just go get incandescent little twinkle bulb lights and I make some kind of antenna. I've done dipoles. Last year we did, it was kind of a joke, but it was a 40-meter vertical array. with a reflector and a driven element, it was out of control. That was pretty fun. It was a phased vertical array, and I've made a Christmas tree out of Christmas lights that was an antenna and all that stuff. So you name it, I've tried it. This year we're going for height though. So
that's which band?
Good question. We should be good 40 and up, but given the time that I live, which is 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So by the time I get on the air, it's probably going to be 20, 40-ish. Yeah.
20, definitely.
Yeah.
You'll have the best luck on 20, I think. Or maybe 40. Somebody might hear you close in next door or something.
depending on how it goes. We like to try all the bands that give everybody a chance if we can.
That's cute as hell. All right. Well, everybody, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Anything from the other hosts before we wrap it up here?
I got nothing. Just everybody, we're certainly glad you chose to spend your 2022 every other Wednesday with us, and we expect to see you every other Wednesday in 2023, because we'll be here, and we'd like you to be here, too.
Absolutely.
Well said. All right, 73, everybody, until we see you again, happy holidays, happy new year. Be safe. Stay warm. Joe said, what'd you say, Joe, 5 minutes with your hand out in the air, it's going to get frostbite?
Once it peaks out tomorrow and Friday.
So CW operators, keep your hand in your pocket. We don't want to lose your key skill there. So, all right, 73.
Keep everything in your pocket. Don't lose any of your body parts.
That's right.
Not everyone. Happy holidays. We love you.
Stay warm and happy first day of winter.
That's right.
That's right. It's solstice, winter solstice, shortest day of the year. Can't wait.